Warning. Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, or if you're angry and want the truth exposed, strap in the prepared to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I take no bullshit from anybody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I'm going to be ranting like I always do. It's not what I always do, I mean, but you know what I am. One of my superpowers is to rant. But hey, let's get to it. Sex workers met with congressional representatives to lobby against FOSTA and SESTA, the new laws recently signed by President Trump to combat combat trafficking. You know, sex trafficking of children and whatnot, which some of you guys probably noticed that they shut down the erotic section of Craigslist. They shut down the escort section of Backpage, and 30 other websites were shut down because of the signing of this law. And the hoes, they got pissed off the hoes because they can't make money online anymore. They can't advertise their services, their therapeutic services, online anymore. In fact, a transsexual porn star, Jelena Vermillion, said, "When your job is illegal, your means of living are illegal. How do you tell someone about your career?" Well, the answer is, he's going to find out when he realizes he has a new strain of fucking hepatitis. Yeah, just imagine, these people were going, you know, basically they were chasing down their customers on Capitol Hill. It's like, "Hello, Senator, remember how I sucked your dick and I gave you a 10% discount? Hey, you," you know, I'm talking about, you know, the scandals there. A Brazilian woman born without a vagina has become the first in the world to undergo pioneering reconstructive surgery that successfully created a new vaginal canal using the skin of a tilapia fish. One day you'll be pushing, I mean, which, look guys, one day you're going to be walking past a fish market and wondering why you got a boner. And also gives women new hope. It'll give women new hope to reset their cunts back to factory settings after treating the old snatch like a game of Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Yep. So, all right then. If, I don't know if some of you have been watching the news. You probably saw that lady cursing out that Asian woman. In fact, let me play some of that clip so that way you guys could listen to it.
Fuck! Real rap, cause my daughter black. He didn't get up for me. He didn't get up for me. Cause my daughter black. Cause my daughter black. He didn't get up for me to sue my daughter. What am I saying wrong? What's calm? You play on my kid. That was your kid. You be okay with that?
And for the record, that is a woman, not Tracy Morgan.
So fuck you.
Mind your language.
Mind your ass and move it. Before I kick you. Bitch, I will move you off that seat, Charlie. Now I'm moving from the seat, move for my daughter. Push her. Push her. Push her. Go ahead and hit my daughter back. Push her off the seat. Go ahead, bitch. Move it. Move your ass. Get my fucking daughter, bitch. Go play with my daughter, bitch. I got a child. I need my bag. Give me my bag. Go play with my daughter. That's my child.
My language.
Fuck your language.
You know, first of all, this shit's really getting me pissed off because honestly, this is the reason why shit be happening to us. And by us, I mean, hey, people of color. You know, oh, you know, gay bitch, this. Like, yo, you might be having a bad day or whatever, or it's not my fucking problem. You're catching an attitude. You're popping an attitude because you feel safe. That's the thing. When people do this, they feel safe. They feel that they know that they feel that no one is going to test out their jaw. And you know, they know who to do it to. You know, people don't want to be bothered. Look, I get it. If I see something, you know, it's like, I say something. No, I see something. I want to fucking go home because if I fucking start ratting people out or fucking running my mouth, I'm going to be there and fucking get home late and I'm not going to get anything from my trouble. I don't fucking it just fucking amazes me that this type of bullshit goes on. Let's play the rest of it. It's just a minute, one more minute.
Fuck off with this bitch. Y'all all speak English? Tell me what she did wrong. She put my child out of seat. This ain't your country. Welcome to America. Gangsta, welcome to Brooklyn, bitch.
Language.
Welcome to Brooklyn, bitch. Isaiah, get up. Come here. Yeah. I can't. Fuck out of here. Put my child out of seat. Because my daughter's Spanish. And she's Chinese. You gonna get up for her to sit down? You right out here crazy. Bitch, I'll spit at you. Y'all be fucked up. Welcome to America. We ain't the pussy neither, bitch.
I mean.
Yeah, bitch. I put you out of seat, right? Dog slammed you. Let me. Do so. I'm calm to tell my kids. I'm a mother. Fuck your car. Put my fucking child out of seat. What you recording, my dick in your mouth?
And he's like, why are you recording my dick in your mouth? Jesus. Like, honestly, like, you got these ghetto women, they have no fucking class. And then when you fucking call them out on it, racism. No, bitch, fucking act like a goddamn lady. What is so, like, honestly, acting like all that bullshit. Fucking acting like a fucking hood rat, acting like a goddamn animal. And it's like, you know. Like, and I see this a lot in New York, and it's like, yo, you know, if she would have did this to me, man, I don't know, because especially at my job, I mean, the mostly black women that work there, they feel that they could be like this. They feel like they could talk to any man any which way. Actually talk to anybody any which way. And they get surprised when you go back at them. Like, it's like, excuse me, bitch. Do you know I could kill you with one punch? I mean, you're talking really reckless. You're about 4 foot nothing. You're about the size of my last shit. Like, what do you think is the best case scenario? You smack me and I punch you. And these women is like, yo, you play with my daughter. No, you're mad because your child didn't get a seat. Well, your child is a child. Make that motherfucker stand. How's about you teach them some damn respect for elders and make them stand? You give up the seat for old people. That's what my mom taught me when I was younger. That's what my father taught me when I was younger. When you stand up for older people. You give up your seat for older people. You see an old lady, boop, get up. You can stand. You're young. You play with my daughter. You play with my daughter. No, bitch, you're freaking raising your daughter wrong. So I don't even know why you give a fuck if she has to stand. Like, teach your daughter some class. Oh, well, you know, I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for that little girl because you watch that video. That little girl look embarrassed as hell. And then teaching your daughter to disrespect old people, push her off. Push her off. It's like, yo, you're cussing, you're cussing, you're carrying on. You know, you're ruining other people's peace. Yeah, calm down. Watch your language. You're being belligerent for no reason. And then you want to get violent with people for no reason. Can someone fucking explain that shit to me? Bitch sounded like Tracy fucking Morgan. And then she catches the dude filming. He's like, oh, what you feeling, man? My dick in your mouth? Like, really? Like, honestly, why do women say, suck my dick? It's like, what dick, bitch? And if you had one, you wouldn't know what to do with it. You're probably a fucking one of them, what are you, one of them Transformers? You look like, you talk like a man, you sound like a man. You're probably one of those like more than meets the eye, fucking Optimus Prime training, Autobots, transform and roll out. So, you know what? I want to bring this up. This happened today. I'm not gonna mention her name because fuck her. There's this young lady who I was, you know, have political debates with, having some, what you call that, philosophical, moral debates. And you could probably listen to the past show. Like, look, I don't hate gay people at all. I don't, I just don't like their lifestyle. I don't think it's the best for them. But if they're happy and not hurting anyone, fine, whatever. Live! However, I don't have to like it. I don't have to accept it. I just have to tolerate it. If I'm not fucking calling people faggots, if I'm not going around and beating up gay people, what more do you fucking want? And those are like one of the discussions I've had with people. And anyways, this is the first time I'm actually simulcasting this show on Facebook as well. So you'll get a nice glimpse of Crotchot Studios. Just go to Facebook.com/LouisBComedy and you could comment as you see fit, as Lionel would say. And also we're on Spreaker as always. So you guys could chat, listen and chat live on Spreaker or watch, listen and chat on the Facha book until they shut me down for whatever. For committing the crime of being a libertarian conservative on Facebook. So anyways, back to this chick. So we would have discussions like that. I'm obviously anti-socialism, anti-communism. I will refuse to associate with anyone that's a communist. Because to me, I think they're delusional, and we're just going to end up fighting all the time. Because I believe in working for my own shit. I earn my own shit, and I'm, you know, when I do fucking overtime, like, and then I see $200, like, taken out. Like, you got me sounding like Cardi B, like, where's my money? What you doing with my money? I want to see receipts. Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's another chick that needs to get put down and to learn how to behave. Okay. Yeah, whatever. How did she even become a star? Like I don't fucking understand. You pay Bodak Yellow. What the fuck is Bodak? What the hell is a Bodak? You can like whatever. It's mumble rap. Female mumble rap. She pretty much got famous stealing like Kat Stack's persona. Like how you let that bitch get famous from stealing somebody else's persona? Kat Stack's was just like her. Kat Stack's was the first Cardi B, but y'all couldn't deal with her because she was, I don't know. Whatever.
I used to strip.
Yeah. Okay. And you wanna cookie? But anyways. So, you know, we're just debating, and then all of a sudden, because I'm getting fucking fed up with this bitch, she starts messaging me, telling me, oh, can you tell me why I'm a horrible person? I want to die. She wanted me to give her a reason to kill herself. Mind you, that's illegal. Mind you, if she would have done it, I could have been like that girl was. I forgot her name, that girl, you could look it up. She was convicted of manslaughter for convincing her boyfriend to kill himself. He had severe depression, so he wasn't right mentally up there. And she freaking talked him into killing himself. And now she's serving in prison. So imagine, and that was a white girl. White girl got convicted of that shit. Like, what? Okay, imagine what the law would do to me. Convincing a white girl to kill herself? A brown guy convincing a white girl to kill... Shit, they'll put me underneath the prison. So at first I said, Leo, I'm not playing your bullshit game. I know a trap when I see one. And she's like, well, I'm bipolar. And she's one of these chicks that says, oh, I'm gender fluid, blah, 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 blah. And she's another one that used to be a hooker. So she regrets, I guess she's having regret for being a hooker, having a past as a hooker. Yet she fucking likes to post like freaking thirst trap pics of her damn near naked. Not damn near, but her naked, but she has like pictures covering up the bits, the rated X bits. She looked like a dried up pumpkin. I don't fucking get this shit. So then I fucking decide I'm just gonna ignore this bitch, because honestly, to be her friend, it would be her just trying to play this gotcha game with me. She was trying to use me for material for her her stand up. And honestly, as some of you may know, she's not the first Twontosaurus white girl to fucking try to do this shit to me. You know, they had that one chick. She's like, I'm gonna jump off the bridge, and then yeah. And you know, honestly, it triggered me when this bitch did that, but not for the reason you might think. I've had family members attempted suicide, so I get pissed off when these fucking white bitches that, you know, honestly, their lives weren't that hard. They just, okay, they made some shitty choices. And it's like, really, bitch? That destroyed you? You're a fucking weak bitch. You're fucking weak. And I can't respect that. And then you're using... And that's if you're serious. If you're not serious, and you're trying to use it as a way to fucking... As a way to try to control someone or gain sympathy or be an attention whore. Like my god sister, she's like, says she's being an attention whore. She wants attention. So you know what? This time when she did it again this week, saying, "Louis, I want to kill myself," blah 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 blah. I went through her profile. I found her family members, and I sent them a message with a fucking screenshot. And I just said, "Here, call your cousin, call your fucking cousin, call your friend, and talk them off the ledge." I didn't even message that bitch back, cause I'm like, yo, you know what? Because the next time she fucking does this shit, I'm calling the cops. Plain and simple. And that's what you should do. If you're not trained to fucking deal with mentally disturbed people who are like, "I'm gonna kill myself," call the fucking cops. That's what they're there for. That's what you pay taxes for. Because it's not your fucking responsibility to save people. I've been hung up my Captain Save-A-Ho cape for a very long time, which is ironic with me wearing a Captain America t-shirt right now. In brightest day and darkest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evils might beware my power of Green Lantern's light. Yep. But at this point, it's like, yo, I got too much shit going on for myself. I got too much shit I want to focus on when it comes to me. I got to fucking worry about my weight. I just had fucking laser eye surgery today. Fucking hurt like a motherfucker. I'm trying to fucking bust my ass, get this comedy thing off the ground, bust my ass, trying to get this podcast off the ground. Well, not off the ground, but get more people listening to this show, get more downloads, get more live listeners, get people wanting to be a part of this. Like, you think I got time? I want to kill myself. All right, well, 911. I have a young lady trying to convince me to kill herself, and I'm not with the shits. I'm not with the shits. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. You want to be a cunt to me? You're lucky I'm trying to be nice, because A, if I freaking went along with it, oh, here's another weapon for you to use against me. Oh, see, he tried to get me to kill myself when instead of helping me. So, hey, I called her best friend and her cousin. I sent them a message. Here, talk to your girl. I'm not going to fucking go back and forth with you. The fuck? I'm not going to give you what you want. That's the thing. That's the problem. You know, I'm like, that's the shit that I had to learn. It's like, you stop giving bitches what they want. That's pretty much it, you know. And you don't even gotta be cold-hearted about it. You don't gotta be a fucking bastard about it. Just, oh, okay, whatever. Just don't even answer them. If they come with that bullshit, call the cops. And if you don't want to even do all that, block them. Because it's not fucking worth the fucking aggravation for no reason. Got into another argument. Of course, honestly, I really gotta Like, honestly, I just got to stop fucking commenting on people's fucking, other people's fucking, what you call it, Facebook statuses. I don't know how true this is. This was from a liberal, one of these liberal websites that hate Trump. So, you know, they're going to twist everything and everything and anything to like, oh, Trump's a racist. Trump hates the blah, 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 blah. Trump hate. Blase, bullshit. Apparently that he's cutting funding for after school programs. Honestly, as a libertarian, the government should be out of education completely. The schools should be allowed to set their own, the teaching plan, the syllabus, the lesson. Like they should be able to plan their own curriculum. There you go. They should be able to plan their own curriculum. And so that way they could specialize it. Like, hey, my kid wants to become a mechanic. Okay, he could go reading, writing, arithmetic and learn how to be a mechanic for 12 years. Go train for 12 years to become a mechanic. He comes out. He has a fucking the proper licenses to be a legal mechanic. Oh, my child wants to go become a fucking pilot. Okay, 12 years fucking pilot school and whatnot. Or whatever fucking career is out there. Or learn whatever. Or even have traditional schools out there that prepare you for college. So that way you could, you know, you could have a leg up when you get there. Freaking teach kids how to fucking choose proper majors. So that way they're not, you know, professional students when they get out. Schools should be able to be free to do that. Also, if you should, as a parent, as a human being, if you cannot afford to feed, clothe, educate your own child, you should not be having children. You should not have to rely on a third party to fucking raise your kids. You should not have to expect people come out their pockets to pay for your kids. If you're going to put them in a public school, hey, charge. They should have to pay. Let it become a free market issue. And I'm talking about pure free market. I'm not talking about this shit where, you know, and look, I'm saying, hey, regulate it. Because you can't fucking, you know, if it's a shitty education, make it easy for people to leave and go to another school. There should be competition. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, and then when it comes to this after school program, man, there's like many of them that were in this article and in the video in the article, they were talking about, they were talking about how, well, what am I going to do? You know, I got to go to work. What am I going to do for childcare? That's something you should have thought about. It's not the business of government to provide that type of service. I mean, and if you want the government to do it, then you pay for it. Some people were like, oh, then what about the wars? Yeah, you know what? It's not an either or issue. End the wars. Bring them home. Stop wasting that money there. Build the wall. And of course you have people, you're an idiot, you're a fool, doing like fucking straw man arguments. We got crumbling infrastructure. How's about we use that money and create like a, a better like rail system, so that way it's economically and environmentally better to transport goods across the country. Like have a system like they have in Japan, so that way people could like fucking go from here to New York in like what, a matter of hours instead of like what, 2 days, 2-3 days by train. It saves on fuel. It saves on, it's less money to take the train than to take a fucking plane. Why aren't we doing shit to improve our infrastructure? Hell, I would be plagiarizing other countries that like, oh shit, these types of levees work to prevent flooding. Oh, boom. Guess what you're getting, freaking Louisiana and other Gulf states. Oh, this works as far as Wi-Fi and a subway, well, a rail system, Japan. Boom! Guess what you're getting, America? Hey, we're going to be fixing some infrastructure. We're going to make it better so people want to come over here and do business. Make it easier for people to do business so that way people have jobs. Create some jobs. No, my kid, I'm working at McDonald's. I'm doing a double shift at McDonald's because I had a kid at 12 years old. So now I have no future. Everyone needs to pay for me. What am I going to do? I'm 34. I still got no damn kids. You know why? Because I can't afford it. Look at Crotch Shot Studios. I don't got room for a kid. I don't got time for a kid. I'm not going to freaking pawn them off on my mother, my father to watch my kid if I have a kid. Because that shit is bullshit too. How's about we start being a little bit more fucking responsible with the shit? Why is there no personal responsibility? Everyone was like, well, the government needs to do this. The government needs to do that. The government needs to shut the fuck up. The government needs to stay out of fucking everyone's business. Anyways, I want to take a quick break. I'm going to play this song. Where is it? You know what? I'm going to play some Section 8 Cartel with Schizoid.
Ah! Help the Crutch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
And we're back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. So what's up, guys? Goodness, what else I got to say? Like to thank all you guys for coming out, listening to the show. If you like the show, drop me a line at crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Or you guys could send me a text message at 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. That is the official Crotch Out Radio Show number. You guys can call it now if you want to come on the show. Or if you guys want to send me a text message and say what's up, tell me where you're listening from. In fact, let's do a quick check. Let's do a quick check on where my peeps are listening. Where my crotch shotters at? I don't know if that's a proper name for you guys yet. I don't know. But let's go with geolocation. I'd like to give a big shout out to my people in Germany and Canada, New Zealand. What's up, Australia? What's up? We got people in France. We got South Africans. Yo, keep your head up, my brothers. Hope you guys get to keep your land over there. And fuck socialists. Big shout out to my peoples in Barbados and my peoples in Denmark. What's up? What's up? Of course, let's see what's going on per city. Kansas City, Missouri. What's up? Stand up, my Kansas City, Missourians. Missourians. London. We got people from London. What's up? Of course, New York. What's up? Brooklyn, of course. Brooklyn, stand up. San Jose, California. What's up? How you guys doing? We got Ashburn, Virginia. What's up? We got Whitehaven, in the UK. What's up? We got Fort Worth, Texas. What's up? We got Stockton, California. What's up? And we got Beef, United Kingdom. What is up, my peoples? So big shout outs to everyone listening. Again, if you want me to shout you out on the show, crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Send me a text message at 347-927-6824. And hey, if you guys want to help me out, help me by help the show grow by helping me mine cryptocurrency by going to tinyurl.com/LouieCrypto. And, just let it run for an hour or two, or while you're outside, you know, enjoying the summer weather, have it running, and you help me mine for crypto. That's pretty much all I got today. It's just, you know, you got some sick people out there. You got people that want their hand in your fucking pocket. You got people that want your full attention. And you got people that are just, they're so fucking self-centered. They're so fucking racist and ignorant themselves. They just need to be put down. All these people have something in common. They got no class. They don't think of others. They don't care about their fellow man. It's all about me, 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 I. They don't give a shit. And honestly, the most freeing thing to do is to stop giving a fuck. If you don't give a shit, I don't give a fuck, like that song goes. Don't know what else to say. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to tonight's show. Please come back next week, same crotch time, same crotch schedule. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.